When we were kids, my older brother used to walk in his sleep. And I don't mean that he would get out of bed and walk down the hall and then snap out of it. I mean he would slip out of bed, make his way downstairs and out the front door and just keep going. Sometimes I'd wake up and realize he was gone from the bedroom we shared, our single bunks snug on opposite walls. Other times my father would hear the front door open and quickly grab his robe and head out into the night, chasing him. Once we found him long after midnight, cradled in the branches of the crabapple tree in the front yard, maybe 10 feet off the ground, sleeping soundly. Another time we thought he was gone for good, until my dad spied him ambling up the road a block away, walking right up the middle of the street, clad only in pajamas, his bare feet slapping on the rough macadam. As always, when he woke, he had no recollection of where he was or how he'd gotten there, and when he climbed back into bed, he fell immediately to sleep. I don't know that my parents ever consulted a doctor about his condition. In those days, that would have been an admission that something was seriously wrong, and such awkward family business was kept within the family. They just slept lightly, and hoped eventually he would outgrow the need to get up in the middle of the night and wander around, which he did when he reached adolescence. During those younger years, though, when we were 8 and 9, 11 and 12, my dad would always come tuck us in before he went to bed. In later years, he told me that sometimes he would hear my brother and me talking on the other side of our closed door. He'd open the door quietly and step into our bedroom, ready to tell us to hush and go to sleep. Then he'd realize that we were already asleep, carrying on a conversation back and forth in a gibberish that both of us seemed to understand. My dad would listen for a while, bemused, tuck us in, then go back downstairs. I don't know what we talked about in those nighttime nonsense conversations. It was a time when we two were very close, and that hasn't been the case for years now. These days there are drugs such as trazodone and therapies, including hypnotism and relaxation therapy, to stop sleepwalkers from their nocturnal adventures. Sleepwalkers are cautioned to bed down in ground floor rooms, to lock all windows, to place an alarm on their door. But what kind of story would that make? Stories love a mystery, something that doesn't quite add up. Like an unconscious person up and walking around, or a nighttime conversation in gibberish, shared by two brothers, whose meaning remains forever secret, even from them.